Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, recap of the week that was, like we do each and every Friday with Life and Style Weekly and senior news reporter Jordy Lippy. Jordy, thank you for making some time, as always.
Of course.
James Durbin, I know last week I was actually speaking with Juliet about he didn't like that he was touched by Lady Gaga. He called the whole situation awkward.
Funny, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious. But of course, there's really a lot more to the James Durbin. Of course, we're talking about the guy from Idol that almost made the final three. He made the final four, though. A lot more to his story than that, and you guys explain that in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly.
Yeah, absolutely. We were able to sit down with James Durbin and get an exclusive interview with him. And what we learned is that he's really overcome a lot. He started off his childhood with a father passing away at 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was diagnosed with both Tourette's and Asperger's. So he faced a lot of bullying in school and just found himself kind of down and out by the time he was, you know, 19, living with his mom. Then he met his now fiance, Heidi, and he called her his saving grace. And after meeting her, he decided to go on Idol. And obviously, we know how that turned out pretty well.
It did turn out very well, and even though he did not win, from what I've seen, from at least my listeners' reaction to James being eliminated, they are really comparing him to both Adam Lambert and Daughtry, in the sense that it's better off that he didn't win because he's going to end up better off.
Exactly. I mean, we've seen tons of runners-up, you know, make huge successes out of themselves,
right.
And he'll still be going on the tour, so he still has all of that to look forward to. And he's not going to be too far away from Idol because he is planning his wedding, and his wedding party will include fellow contestants Stefano and, as best man, Paul McDonald. Stefano is the best man and Paul is the groomsman, excuse me.
Wow. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippy here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We talked about Gaga earlier, and we'll go to the other end of the spectrum now, to the breakup portion, because Lady Gaga is now single, right?
Yeah, maybe that's why she had her hands all over James. You know?
Oh, boy.
But right. Yeah, you know what? It seems like it was a bad romance. After all, her boyfriend, I had to do it.
I saw what you did there.
Lady Gaga broke up with a boyfriend, Luke Carl. They've been on and off, and everyone was kind of skeptical as to what his intentions were, but they could get back together again. They're very on and off, but for now, it's definitely off, and she even admitted it on May 13th, saying, nope, there's no boyfriend in her life.
Lady Gaga, actually the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, the host for Saturday Night Live, the season finale, is Justin Timberlake. And Jordy, this was a story that I've been talking about all week on the Ralphie Radio Show because I had a source inside Southern Hospitality. Now, that's the barbecue restaurant that Justin co-created, the Hell's Kitchen location. They had a birthday party for one of the owners last weekend, and Justin brought Olivia Wilde with him.
Yeah, that's
to the...
right. I know. You got that.
Yes,
they
I had it.
They were very flirty and seemed to really be heating up. As you know, he came out of a long-term relationship. She just got out of a marriage.
Right.
So it seems like, you know, if it's a rebound, it's definitely one hot rebound, that's for sure. And they were also spotted at the Roxbury back in April as well, just 3 weeks after Justin split up with Jessica. So I think your sources are pretty good.
They were together in Southern Hospitality, and it makes sense, too, again, with the fact that Justin is in New York this week to host Saturday Night Live. And Olivia's been tweeting about some different stuff that she's been doing in New York as well, so they're definitely both there.
Absolutely. And even though she tweeted that they're just friends, you know they always say that for the longest time, and
right.
I'm sure we'll see them out and about more than once.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you can read about these stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news reporter Jordy Lippy, have a great weekend.
You too.